Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot is Perek Dalet Mishnah Chet. Wow, you're really getting ahead over here. So remember, we're in the middle of the Perek of all of the various things in which in the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, it's Beit Shammai who uncharacteristically is Lekula, and it's Beit Hillel who is uncharacteristically Lechumra. So here's another major machlokas, and that is the din when it comes to yibum. Remember, there's a halacha of tzara and of tzara tzara. So the case of the brother who is married to a woman who is an erva. So remember, we learn out from the Torah that even though yibum is always a mitzvah to take an erva, that erva being a brother's wife, and a brother's wife is one of the arayot, but as the entire sugya in Yevamos opens up with the 15 women, whom, if they were married to your brother and are related to you in all of these other ways, any of these other ways, there is no din of yibum, and yibum is not doche any other erva. Only the din of Eshetach itself. Now, it says in that pasuk as well, at least in terms of some of those arayas, so it says, uses the word litzror. From the word litzror, we come up with the halacha. It's remised to the idea of tzarat ha'erva. So what is a tzarat ha'erva? Suppose this brother who died was married not only to the erva, he was married to other women who were completely and totally unrelated to the brother who lives. And you would think that he would be able, be chayev, to do yibum or chalitza to one of the women to whom his brother deceased was married, who was muteret to him. However, we learn from Litzror that any of the women who are tzarot, even if they're not in any way related, but they are tzarot, married at the same time that woman was, then you cannot actually do yibum. Not only are there tzarot, also, but if one of those tzarot actually had been married to this person at the same time that he was married to the woman that is related to his brother, so even if this is the tzara of a tzara and is now falls to yibum, it would not be able to marry any yibum, any of the wives of that brother. Okay, that is the din that everybody knows, and amazingly, Beit Shammai doesn't hold of that entire drasha of Litzror. According to Beit Shammai, matirin et atzarot l'achim, so any other women that were married to the brothers, and at the same time that he's married to this erva, even though the erva herself obviously cannot be taken, but he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah with the others. The din of atzara is like any other woman. She does not get the din of the erva, whereas Beit Hillel are osrin the tzarot. And therefore, in the event that a brother had actually done chalitza to one of these tzarot, so then, according to Beit Shammai, that chalitza was a good chalitza, and if he dies, the other brother dies, and now she wants to get married to a kohen, she can't get married to a kohen, because a grusha and a chalutza are possible, and this woman is a chalutza. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, what do you mean she's a chalutza? Well, I mean, she did chalitza. She took off the guy's shoe, and, oh, really? Every time a woman takes off a guy's shoe, so now she becomes usher to a kohen? What do you mean, took off a guy's shoe? There was no chiyuv of chalitza. I don't care if she works in a shoe store. So therefore, according to Beit Hillel, what would be the problem? Makshirin, she would be allowed to marry a kohen because there was no chalitza. Now, suppose one of the brothers had gone ahead and done yibum to the tzara of this erva, and then he died. Beit Shammai said, okay, what's the problem? She is an almana, a kohen can marry an almana. Only a kohen gadol can't marry an almana. So according to Beit Shammai, she can get married to a kohen. Whereas Beit Hillel says, no, she can't get married to a kohen because she's a zona. She actually had relations with this brother who was completely usher to her. There was no mitzvah of Yibum. And because of that, she ended up sleeping with an Isser Karis. That makes her into a Zona, and a Zona is not allowed to marry a Kohen, straight out. So again, this Machlokas has implications in all directions. Sometimes it's going to be a Chumran from the point of view of Beit Hillel, but the Iker Halacha about whether a Tzor is Muteret or not is Lekula Aliba the Beit Shammai. Now, this means, as we've seen throughout this Perek, there's so many Machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, where there are things that Beit Shammai is doing that would be mamish usur according to Beit Hillel, and vice versa. Now, you may have situations. Afal pi she'elu poslin ve'elu machshirin. Say, according to Beit Shammai, this woman would be posel. Let's say, if she did chalitza according to Beit Hillel, she's kosher. Or vice versa, if they did yimlum, according to Beit Hillel, she's posel. According to Beit Shammai, she's kosher. It didn't matter. Lo nimnu Beit Shammai milisa nashim mi Beit Hillel, velo Beit Hillel milisa nashim mi Beit Shammai. They weren't, even though he was matir, the tzoras, the yachim, which according to Beit Hillel is mamash and iser erava. So why don't you have to worry about mamzerus and, you know, how can they intermarry? It should have ended up being two completely different societies. I mean, it seems almost as chamor as that one society sending kids to Beis Yaakov and the other one sending them to Benos. I mean, you can't mix those societies and marry women from one to the other, can you? Hashem Yishmor, the girl went to the wrong gun. But they were never makbet, and they were not nimna at all. As the Gemara explains, if there was a problem according to the shita of the others, so then they would tell them, listen, according to you, this woman is not kosher because it was she's the daughter of a tzoras erva, and so on. So wherever there would be a question, or even though you would have taira and tuma would be completely different, you would have kol ha-ta'arot va-tumot, where you would have elu mitarin ve'elu mitamin. So it means, according to the others, they would mamish be eating, if they're eating their chulin b'taira, this is not tohar, or the struma would be pasal, wouldn't matter. Lo nimnu liot osim tarot, elu al elgabe elu, they would borrow their kalim one from the other, they would never be cheshesh, that chas v'sholem, they would lend us something, which according to our shita would be tame, they would always keep in mind the shita of the other, and make certain that they were machmir for the other, and complete ne'emonis, and that teaches us, as the Gemara ends over there, l'kayim ha'shenemar ha'emet v'hashalom ha'hevo. You can love truth, but you have to love peace, and therefore never use your truth as a cudgel against the other. Wow.